Blog Talk Radio.
You what? Yeah. Oh, that does sound good. Hello, Blog Talk Radio. Thank you for being with us. I'm going to really quick get YouTube up too. And of course it wanted to go over to this other monitor. It's all right. We are going to be studying again spiritual authority, but tonight we're studying with Nancy Dufresne. If you've not heard her preach before, she's an amazing, amazing pastor in California. And actually, pastor's daughter and son-in-law, this is the church that they go to. Jessica, oops, isn't that funny? When I first start up, welcome YouTube. When I first start up YouTube, there's always this echo behind. So welcome YouTube. And as I was saying, we are going to be studying spiritual authority again tonight. But tonight we're going to be studying with Nancy Dufresne. She has a church in California. And I know the name of it. And as soon as I remember it, I'll tell you what it is. This, as I was saying, this is the church that pastor's daughter and son-in-law go to. He actually does all of the video. Well, probably not all of it. I'm sure there's a whole team, but he's the videographer for them. And Jessica does a bunch of things. She leads the choir and she heads up the prayer team. And she also has a new, really special position that I'm not sure has been made public yet, so I'm not going to say it out loud. But anyways, this is a great ministry. Nancy is an amazing minister of the gospel. Her husband was Ed Dufresne, who was in a helicopter crash several years ago and is now in heaven. And she took over the ministry. Actually, she was pastoring the ministry even before that accident. He traveled a lot, so she already had herself established as the pastor of this ministry. Anyways, you will see. She's an amazing speaker, and it is so, what is the word? Hi, John Wayner. We're so glad to see you here. Hi, Pastor and Mrs. Pastor. Pastor is actually sleeping, John. He's probably not going to be with us, at least not until towards the end of the program. He got a really, really late time back in, and he had to take the truck to get it worked on. So he probably won't be here until later, but we're so glad to have you with us. Anyways, it's been so, what a great study for us all, hearing all of these different great leaders in the kingdom of God teaching on spiritual authority and helping all of us understand our position, kingdom of God, and our authority. And you know, there has been very, very little discrepancy, if any, actually, between any of the teachings we've been studying. But they all have a different perspective that they teach from, which helps us all get it. Even better, and gets it down inside of us, gives us greater understanding, because we really, really, at this point in time, we need to have the ability and the faith and to know the authority that we have to be using it and functioning in this day and age. So we're not going to waste a whole lot of time. I have two programs of Nancy's that we're going to watch. She has a daily program on the Victory Channel. So one of her the first program we're going to watch is from a daily program, and it's about a half an hour long. The other one is from a conference actually in Fresno, maybe. Anyways, it's a conference that's about an hour and 15 minutes to an hour and a half. So we'll be watching both of those and gleaning much understanding from both. So hi, Phyllis. Glad to have you with us too. So without delaying any further, did everybody have a good day while I finish setting up here? It was kind of a good. Oh, thank you, Phyllis. Thank you. So are you. Hi, Sunday. Sunday's joining us on Zoom too. We've had kind of an overcast day here in Michigan. It's pretty still. Nothing going on weather-wise. Pastor said it was about 7 below out there. The roads are clear, so that's a good thing. He was happy about that. Did you say something, Dan? Or did you mean to say something? All right. I know not too long. Well, one of the morning programs recently, I was talking to someone out in the other room, and I didn't realize my mic was on, and Pastor was saying, are you talking to me or who are you talking to? It's pretty funny. So, okay, everybody, here we go. I am going to share screen. Oh, let me get a speaker up here and going. Yeah, Dan?
Just so you know,
I
got a message
out there. Oh, okay. 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 All right. Thank you. All right. Here we go. I'm going to share screen, and here comes Nancy Dufresne. So you know what? It's the other one that I want to watch first. This one. Amen. 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 So how was that for an opening message? As she's talking and referring to in the last program, we talked about this. I'm thinking, oh my goodness, there was one was before this. Now I want to go find that one and listen to it too. That was a great, great message. I love these statements that she made. If we don't resist, it has permission to stay. So don't just sit by when you're getting plowed over with things and think that it's just going to disappear. You got to stand on your confessions. You look up. We've all talked about this many times before. Pastors taught us on this. Looking up the Bible scriptures that you need to stand on for whatever your particular situation is. Write those verses out and confess them all the time. That's how we war. We don't have to fight, but the devil, as she was saying, Jesus already defeated the enemy. But to keep our faith strength up and resist the devil, because then he has to flee. The way that we do that is through our confessions. Wrong thinking gives the enemy entrance into our lives. And we know that too, because usually the wrong thinking brings on fear, which is actually considered a sin, but it opens the door to the enemy if we find ourselves in fear. So just know, we don't have to be in fear. We don't have to have fear. If we're standing on the word of God, we know we don't have to fear. The enemy has no control that we don't give him. And the other thing is confusion, to the point that, you know, you hear so many believers say things like, I just think this might have been God's will. We fought this for so long, and maybe it's just his will that this is like this. Well, no, it isn't. God's will for us, without any thought, we know is health, is prosperity, it's a sound mind, it's, you know, all of the positive things in our life. That's God's will. If there's something in the negative, that's coming from the enemy, that is not coming from our God. And you just automatically have to reinforce that thought in your mind too. Don't ever let the enemy convince you, well, it probably was just God wanted your leg to fall off. Well, no, he didn't. No, he didn't, and it's not going to happen. You stand against that. Confessions with faith is our only fight that we have to do. Yeah, enforcing our dominion and strengthening our faith. That's what we do through our confessions. I love our victory is already in the book, too. This morning we had talked about, the enemy trying to stop us, as she was talking about, you know, the things that he'll do to try to build blockades. And one of the biggest things that he does is, besides the confusion and the fear, is just getting us to freak out and back off. If things appear like they're getting worse, I had to move my screen so I could see what they were saying on YouTube. Can you guys hear me now that I think about it? Sometimes this speaker, hold on. All right. Can you hear me? Could you hear me the whole time? Oh, okay. Good. Thank you, Phyllis. I just happen to think sometimes the speaker will stop our sound, but it always stops me from hearing you. That's what it is, not you from hearing me. So anyways, the enemy will also, when you think that when you are overcoming something, he will do things to get you to freak out, to make the situation look like it's getting worse. And then you start, uh-oh, and then you don't want to fight anymore because you think, oh, this is just getting worse. This morning we were talking about the little boy that had the demon. Well, we assume it was probably cerebral palsy. And the disciples were not able to cast out the demon, and so they brought him to Jesus. And even with Jesus, as he's casting out the demon, the little boy starts frothing and throwing himself on the ground and was all worked up to the point that they even thought he was dead. Now, Jesus didn't stop because he knew this is an enemy tactic to make it look like this little guy is going to die or it's getting worse to back off. And that probably is what happened with the disciples. Things started to look worse and they got kind of freaked and backed off of their authority. So we need to know that. We need to always be aware of that. And so many of the teachers will teach that right before the enemy knows he's on his way out is when he will act the worst. He'll cause the worst things to happen. So that's the time where we need to be the strongest and stand our ground, knowing our authority. We cannot let him take over, or he will. We have to resist the devil. If we resist and continue to resist, he has to flee. And confessions is one of the best ways to do that. Like I said, that builds up your strength, your faith, and you're speaking the words that are creating what you want to come to pass. I hope that all made sense. And John, what do you mean I'm blue? I saw you wrote that earlier, that I look like a blue Smurf. Maybe it's the lighting in this room. This is a tiny little room, and I have one little light in the ceiling, and it's not very bright, so I'm not sure what the blue thing is. But, well, have a good laugh. Maybe it'll just make it more fun to watch. We'll say that. Okay, so that was a great message anyway. I thoroughly enjoyed it. I know Sunday said she was loving this message too. And Nancy Dufresne, she is really, really great to listen to. And she is kind of a whole different, many of the men that we've been listening to are. But great, great insight she shares. So. Okay, so here we go. This next message is actually from a conference. Oh, I guess I better get it up over here. So it's a little bit longer. It's like an hour and 15 minutes or an hour and a half maybe. And then we'll see how we're doing on time. I may actually look up the program that was prior to this one we just watched. I didn't know that there was one in her daily programs before this one on spiritual authority, but we'll see how we do. And here we go. Oh, let me get screen shared. Get my speaker back on and functioning. All of these little things that have to be in place. Okay, back over here. Here we go. Take it away, Nancy. Amen. Wow. Okay, everybody, I just have to point this out really quick because it's very cute. In that center aisle, the one, two, third, the fourth row back, the three little boys sitting in a row there, that's pastor's grandsons. The first one is Eli, the middle one is Josiah, and Micah is the one slouching in his chair. So I just wanted you all to see that. That's cute. Here we go. Amen. Wow.
Wow. Yeah. Amen. Wow. Yeah. Hallelujah. Amen. Wow. Hallelujah. Wow. Amen. Right. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Apologize. I just happened to realize, did you guys still have sound while they were singing most of the time whenever they're...
Yeah, we did. Well, to a point, but it was all blacked out. Like
garbled, yeah. I forgot about that. Every time there's any kind of music or a crowd noise, they block it or scramble it. So we'll just move on past this. Now, wow. I hope you guys are enjoying this message as much as I am, or these messages.
It has enlightened me so much.
Yeah, great, great.
The thing is that I never knew I had the authority to heal myself.
Oh.
I could heal other people, and God told me today when I was praying about it. And it says, you've got the authority, but I didn't know I could use it for me.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
I knew I could do it for other people. I don't have a problem with that. It was like a revelation going on in my mind today.
Yeah, you actually have much more authority over yourself than to other people. So, because you yourself are in agreement, sometimes you don't always have the agreement or the reception from from other people.
True.
So yeah, that.
Yeah, that's an awesome thing.
Yeah.
And here I thought all this time, Lord, you know, but it seems like he's putting us in the right spot, the right level.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting ready to move up more.
Yep. Amen. Amen.
I believe it.
Amen. I love her statement. We were made for dominion. We didn't just fall into it. We were actually created for that dominion. And we sometimes forget that in the midst of everything else that's going on. And I agree with her. Well, everything she says, of course, I do. But reminding ourselves every day, refresh yourself in your dominion every day. You know, and Jesus tells us, you know, as far as our own self, that we're supposed to die to ourselves daily, we're also supposed to refresh ourselves in our dominion, remind ourselves daily of who we are. So that was a really, really good word. I love that anything we don't deal with, which she said on the other program too, anything we don't deal with has permission to stay. So confront anything that isn't in order immediately. Confront it, deal with it, bind it, cast it off, place it with God's word, and then keep moving. And then that's really good. Don't give it any chance to get a foothold in you. So that was a good
thing. Sorry.
No,
go ahead.
Go ahead.
Well, I had an incident with my granddaughter, Samantha.
Uh-huh.
She thinks the Bible, she believes in it. She believes in God and Jesus, but she does not believe in the Bible because it contradicts itself. And my daughter was telling me, Chrissy, I says, she what? I says, hello. And she says, Mama wanted to shake her so bad. I said, that's cardinal. You don't do that. That's flesh. You pray for her. But she even told me, I confronted her one night, and I told her, I says, all the trauma and heartache you've had all through your life since childhood, Chrissy, or Samantha, I am going to bind it and cast it out. I'm going to crush it under your feet. She started crying. And I said, let me pray for you and I'll anoint you right now. And she says, no. Can you believe that? No.
Ooh.
Something's got a hold of her and it's really burning my biscuits here. You know, it's a righteous biscuit, you know, but it just burns me. Because I know I wanted to get up and just tackle her. That's not the thing to do.
Yeah.
You know, it's not the Christian thing to do.
Yeah.
Or spiritual to go and attack somebody to pray for them, you know. But she's my kid, you know. I've been around her since she was a baby.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, she knows the way. very much so. She even went to a Christian school.
Hmm.
And, you know, it just, where, and she got straight A's all through the Bible lessons. So something, I know she's got, I think the hurt is what's feeding her right now, the pain. It's like a comfort thing. I know it sounds stupid, but some people hang on to bad memories.
Yeah.
Because to be without it, what would they do?
Yeah.
Well, they'd live.
Yeah, it becomes very familiar.
They'd be free. Yeah. That's it right there. But I wanted to share that with you. I just could not believe she said no.
Yeah. It just bind that spirit of confusion. You don't necessarily have to do it in her face. You can do it from a distance. You can do it from right where you're at. Speak that. Bind
oh, yeah.
That
I've been praying for her a lot lately.
Yeah, a lot.
And binding things.
Yeah. Ask God to open the eyes of her understanding and declare understanding comes to her.
Yeah.
Now.
I do all the time.
Yeah. And she'll come back. This is yeah. Oh my goodness, is it that time already? I actually looked up the other message when she was preaching, when we were listening to the first message, and I realized that there was another message before that. This was the continuation of that other message. I looked it up and I was thinking, ooh, we'll play that if we have time too. Anybody up for another message? It might run us a little.
Sure.
It's only about a half an hour long. So it actually probably won't put us much past where Pastor usually runs us. But I would love to hear the forerunner to that message that she had heard then. So that's really good. Okay. So real quick, other points that I thought were awesome. We have the same authority as Jesus. And that's true. And he is the head. We are his body. And the head cannot function without the body, which is true. We're his hands and feet on this earth, which we all know. But just the way she spoke, it was another angle that brought more enlightenment. How's that? Bad things happening to people, to believers. God allows what we will allow. So we need to keep that in mind. Nothing's going to happen to us that we didn't, on some level, open the door to the enemy or allow to happen. So we need to keep those doors closed and stand in our authority. We're authorized to live. Yeah, as if we have no enemy because he's been defeated. I love that. Start standing in the position. Oh, this was good too that I loved. Standing in the position of what do I need to be doing instead of what do I need to get God to do. The authority is ours, and that's what we need to, instead of putting ourselves in that position of vulnerability, we need to realize we have the authority. What do we need to be doing? Not what do we need to be begging God to do? When the enemy brings your past up, bring up his past and remind him how bad he has failed. That is one of the huge tactics that he uses to stop Christians from being able to fulfill our assignment, or not from being able to, but making us feel as if we can't fulfill our assignments, or completely hinders us because he brings your past up to you constantly, convincing you that you're not worthy, you're not equipped. And we just need to remind him how bad he screwed up. Okay, that's probably not a word I should use, but he did. He really did screw up way worse than us. And we need to remind him of that and remind him of what the blood has done for us. And he'll never have that blood coverage again. So don't ever let him put you under with thoughts of you're not worthy because you did this wrong in the past. That's know our authority. He can't function. Yep. Head cannot function without the body. Yep, that was good. Oh, and don't nullify your authority with negative words. I know we've talked about this before, but to use negative words that are against what we know God has given us is actually considered a sin. If you remember Nehemiah, when he was building the walls, he actually wouldn't even go and talk to King Ahasuerus, was it? He wouldn't even go talk to him because he said, he will not cause me to sin with my mouth. Because the minute we do that, the minute we start speaking words, if you say, I claim my healing right now, and then you start saying, I still hurt. This hasn't gone away yet. I'm not healed yet. You've just nullified everything that you just stood for. So don't do that. We have to be so careful with our words. Okay, so that's what I have to say about this message. Now, does anybody else have anything they want to add? And then we'll go to the next message. Let me get set up while I give you guys a chance to say anything that you got from us that you would like to share that we may not have picked up. She is a powerful speaker. And aren't Pastor's grand boys so cute? Elijah, Josiah, and Micah. Are their names? Our authority in Christ, Christ part one. That's where we want to be. I believe that's the one. And Micah is a pastor mini-me. He looks like him. He acts like him. He's just pastor's mini-me. So cute. Okay. He was on about 30 hours without sleep again. They had called him in yesterday. I don't know if he had mentioned to you guys that there was a blizzard and they had shut the roads down. Well, then yesterday was supposed
to be. I saw
that. Yeah. Yesterday was supposed to be his time, his recoup time,
wow.
And they called him in the afternoon, so he went ahead and worked. Well, then the truck, he had to take the truck to be worked on after he got done working, and so he didn't get done with that until about 5:30, and he's supposed to start again at 10, so.
He pushes himself, doesn't he?
He does. He does.
Yeah, I do the same thing. Yeah. I mean, I always did, so I recognize that you want to do better and go harder and do further, you know, and just keep trying. Pretty soon you're exhausted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
At least, yeah, sometimes.
Yep, he just does not do well with the sleep thing. He reminds you of the little kid that plays until they just fall over. That's Pastor. So anyway, he is sleeping right now, so that's why we're doing this. So but he may be on towards the end of the program. We'll see how close he sleeps to when he has to be signed in. Okay, if everybody's ready, here we go. We'll get this next session into.
It is terrible.
Yeah.
Is it better?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Don't understand. Another great word. Another great word. And we did enjoy it. Thank you for asking. So that is really interesting. The biggest thing I got out of this one is that people don't understand their authority. That's why people are still in bondage. And God did say, my children perish for lack of understanding. And that's true. So that's what we're doing with all of this studying of our spiritual authority. We're learning who we are and our authority. So did everybody enjoy this as much as I did? I hope.
Yes, ma'am. I'm listening. It takes me a minute to get back where I was.
I know. I do that all the time, too. My pastor is on and says something. It takes me a while to find my unmute button. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, isn't she?
I mean, she really could have gone all the way through verse 18 and pointed out, for through him, Jesus, of course, we both have access by one spirit to the Father, and that just emphasizes the power and authority, and it's the nice thing on the day, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. I shouldn't make any comments. I just think a little bit more communicated there, something like that.
Yeah, she has a...
Yeah.
Say that again, Rebecca. Yeah. And they do. It's all, you know, they have their different styles of teaching. I'm pulling up our communion stuff right now is what's going on here. To everybody, if you don't have your communion elements yet, you might want to grab them. Anybody new to the ministry, it's preferred that we use grape juice and bread or a cracker, because that's as close to what we have as representation to what Jesus used when he did communion with the disciples. But if you don't have those things, you can substitute. You can use water or soda or Kool-Aid if you want for your liquid, and then, you know, just something to cheese it or a potato chip or whatever for the broken body representation. We always bless and sanctify our elements. So whatever you do have available to use, we will bless it and sanctify it. Just on a regular basis, it's best to have your juice and your cracker set apart, sanctified for that time of communion. You want to make it special. You want to keep it special. And that's the point of doing that. Now I've put up on our website is the prayer, and Pastor is wanting to encourage everyone to be familiar with and start using the prayer on the website to help other people come to the understanding of communion and how to do it, or people to be able to lead their families at home, or even if you're just doing communion at home on your own. We want you to be familiar with the communion prayer and instruction. It is on the website. So he's been pulling it up lately so we can read it all together. So I have done that. I'm not sure how legible it is going to be to you from my screen. I'll highlight it as we go, and maybe that will help follow. But also, if anybody just wants to go to the website too, it's SamuelJCottle.com, and it is on there. So in the process of this, I've lost my Zoom screen. Where did my Zoomers go? There they are.
Maybe hello. That's what I heard. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. It might have been. Oh, it looks like Brother Dan got bumped out too. He said earlier when we first started the program, the area that he was driving through, they kept saying that his bandwidth was really low. So he said, I might be in and out all night too, because I had asked him if he could be co-host for tonight, which
yeah.
he was. Because it makes it so much easier when I'm on one of the other screens and I hear somebody coming in the door, and it takes me a while to figure out how to get back to that screen to let them in. So,
I know, it's just
yep. But we're learning and we're growing and we're getting it. Okay, so anyone with us tonight or in the future that will see this program, if you have not yet received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, we'd like to say the prayer of salvation with you tonight. We'd love to have you be able to take communion with us, that you need to know that Jesus is your Lord and Savior. Receive him as that before we do communion. So we will go ahead and say the prayer of salvation together. I'll say this prayer. I'll say a few words at a time, and then you can just repeat it after me and pray this prayer from the depths of your heart. And then by the time you're done, you will be saved, born again, and a child of God.
Just like that.
Just like that. And your whole life will change from that point on, and only for the better. What a wonderful life it is to be a child of Christ, to know you're a child of Christ, and to live the Christian life. So here we go with the prayer of salvation. Repeat after me. Father God, I know I need you in my life every day. I believe Jesus is the Son of God and came into this world and sacrificed himself so that I might be saved. Amen. Jesus, I receive you now as my Lord and Savior. I repent of my sins and ask you to come into my heart. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Live in me and through me. Now I believe I am saved. Amen. Born again and a child of God.
Born again and a child of God.
We thank you, Father.
We thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 If you just prayed that prayer for the first time, welcome to the kingdom of God. Pastor and I would like to help you know how to walk out this new life as a believer, a child of God. If you have questions, please contact us. Pastor's pastor's email address is hgpreacherman@gmail.com. Mine's a little more complicated than that. But if you go to our website, which is samueljcottle.com, contact information is there. There's other information on there. There's prayers and confessions. As I had mentioned, the communion instruction and prayer is on there. Please contact us and let us help you know how to walk with God. Pastor has new verses that he can send to you that will help you get started in that road. So please get a hold of us. We'd love to hear from you. And now, if everybody has your communion elements ready, let's lift them.
Yes, I do.
Good. Oh, I don't know if that part is in. Well, let's just go ahead. Let's lift our communion elements. And if you repeat after me, we say, thank you, Father, for these communion elements. We bless them and sanctify them now. For this time of communion with you, Lord. Amen. Okay, so what I'm going to do is share screen now so that you can actually see the prayer off of the website, and we'll read it together as it's read on, as it shows on the, let me look and see how well, where is my mouse? Oh, there it is. I want to see, oh boy, that is small print, isn't it? And I don't have,
I can make my screen larger.
Kenya, does that make it any better if I highlight it? It makes it red and white. Right, and spread it. Yeah, if you're on the phone, you can do that. I'm not sure if people, if you can expand your screen with your computer.
Yeah,
or not.
Smartphone.
Okay. Yeah, I think it does.
It works on my laptop too.
Does it? Okay. Okay. All right. So I'll go ahead and highlight it as we go so we can all read together.
Good.
So here we go. I thank you, Father, that in the fullness of time, you sent the fullness of Jesus to redeem my life from destruction. Jesus, I thank you. Christ Jesus. Amen. As you instructed your disciples, Jesus, I receive these elements today. This bread representing your blood poured out for me. I do this in remembrance of you and all you did for me. And then here's the prayer. You were wounded for my transgression. You were bruised for my iniquity. The chastisement for my peace is on you, Lord. And by your stripes, I am healed. In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body, in my mind, in my will, and in my emotions. Nothing is missing, nothing broken. Every joint supplying in my body from your broken body, Jesus. In the body of Christ, in my community, and around the world, wherever you send me or this prayer. I receive the bread, your body broken now, in Jesus' name. Let's receive the bread together. We thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Whoops. And now let's lift up the cup of blessing. There it is. I know I have a mouse here someplace. There we go. Lift up the juice and let's read this prayer together. By the blood of Jesus, I have been redeemed. By the blood of Jesus, I have reconciliation with my Father. By the blood of Jesus, every sin has been placed in remission in my life. I am a new creation, recreated in Christ Jesus. All things have passed away. All things are made new. By the blood of Jesus, every plague must pass over and cannot be on me or my family. By the blood of Jesus, I have bold access to the throne room of grace, where I find mercy, grace, and help for my assignment, my dominion mandate on this earth. By the blood of Jesus and the word of my testimony, I overcome. By the blood of Jesus, the accuser of the brethren is cast down forever, and there is no condemnation in my life. By the blood of Jesus, my conscience is purged, and my robes are made white, and I will always be the glorious church, without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish, when you come for me. I receive the juice now in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Let's receive the blood together.
Thank you, Lord.
We do thank you, Lord.
For the blood of life.
Thank you, Jesus, has washed me white.
Thank you, Jesus, you have saved my life. You brought me from the darkness into glorious light.
I know, it's a beautiful song, isn't it? There, we have had some major word tonight. Oh, I'm sorry, Sunday. I just now moved the screen. It was too small. Yeah. And we are going to put this on PowerPoint because then we'll have the ability to make it larger. We just haven't done it yet. But we will. We will. So, Phyllis.
Better late than never, I always say.
Amen. 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 And, you know, maybe we'll have to go back to doing it in the echo until we do have it done on the PowerPoint where it's larger. We'll just do it in the how we used to always do it, where we would just echo each other. That might work better for now. So did you want to read our benediction, Phyllis?
All right.
Yes. Yep. Yeah. Oh, yeah, you could do Jude then. Yeah, you can do Jude then. So since we did do Ephesians tonight. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. And here's Pastor. Hello, love. Anointed. I love this message. And you know what the really cool thing is, though, as we were watching, Eli, Josiah, and Micah were both right there in full view, so I actually stopped it so everybody could see them. It was really cool. Yeah. Yep. Good. Four or five years ago, yeah.
Yeah. And he sold everything to X Factor Band and moved to California.
Yep.
Amazing, now to think about it. They went and they lived in Airbnb. And they're like, all right, well, we got, we're here, we got a job, we got our feet down. And the day they rented an apartment, somebody, it's a crazy story, somebody gave them all the furniture in the house. And a whole house full of furniture and dishes and plates and pans and everything. They just one miracle after another is after this. My son-in-law Andrew's people that make the broadcast happen in the video room. And then Jesse got Lisey, my daughter Lisey, has been leading the worship. Director, the choir director, but he's also in charge of their prayer ministry out there. You might actually talk to them in their prayer line. administratively, it's been promoted to different positions. So, very close to the transformation. And I want to say this specifically, much time we got here. When you're receiving from Pastor Nate, you remember this. He's a fivefold ministry gift. But he's not just a pastor. He is a prophetess called by God to be a prophetess. We call him a female prophet of God. So for ministry, it's going to have a lot of different effects. And somebody who doesn't have that from a big gift. And so, as you're studying it and receiving it, it's going to be much more straightforward, much more to the point. And yet, remember, 2 Chronicles 20:20, when you believe the prophet, you will prosper. It causes prosperity to come to you. And one of the interesting facts that we've all learned about the pandemic is there's men and women of God that are pastors. When God adds the prophetic gift, it adds so much more clarity, power, emphasis, impact, because they're actually speaking from the office of the prophet. So, Pastor Nancy's story, it is an amazing story. She was actually Miss Oklahoma, and, you know, like the Miss American pageant, she was actually Miss Oklahoma, I don't know, in like 1980 or something.
Yeah, I don't remember the year.
And then, after Frank's wife had left him,